USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are here until the end.
But there is no end in sight yet to a huge wildfire in Northern California called the Carr Fire. It's now devastated nearly 84,000 acres, prompting nearly 40,000 evacuations in Shasta County. Sadly, the remains of two children and their great-grandmother were found in a home that was destroyed by the fire on Thursday.
Over 3,500 firefighters are battling the fire. They're working 24 hours a day to close this incident.
That's incident commander Brett Gouveia. Earlier in the fire, two firefighters were killed. At least 14 people are confirmed dead, many more injured, after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the Indonesian island of Lombok. The quake hitting early Sunday morning when many people were sleeping. The island's a popular tourist spot. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
In New Orleans, police are looking for two suspects who fired into a crowd of people standing outside a business about 3 miles from the French Quarter last night, killing three people.
We believe that there were two individuals that approached from behind to the right in front of the daiquiri shop right behind us and opened fire, one with, we believe, a rifle, one with a handgun, on the crowd, shooting multiple subjects, 10 in total, three of whom have passed away here on the scene.
Police Chief Michael Harrison, of the seven people injured, at least one is still listed in critical condition. Police in Robstown, Texas, not yet releasing a possible motive for the shootings that left five people dead. On Friday night, Richard Starry killing his 85-year-old father and stepmother at a nursing home before shooting and killing himself. They also believe he killed two others at a home not far away, including a 13-year-old boy. They believe those victims were shot first. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A federal judge is allowing a Texas nonprofit to resume posting blueprints for 3D printed guns online. The State Department in June reversed its earlier position that Cody Wilson and his Austin-based Defense Distributed had to stop posting those blueprints. He first started doing it in 2013. A coalition of gun control groups filed an appeal in federal court on Thursday to block the decision, claiming the guns will elude metal detectors and background checks and have no serial numbers. A district judge, though, denied the appeal. The gun is made of the same material as Lego blocks. A Health and Human Services Department appointee resigns on Friday after controversy involving anti-Muslim statements and spreading conspiracy theories. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Samina Barreto, appointed in December to a communications post, was placed on leave in April following media reports that she used social media to spread conspiracy theories about a supposed pizza shop sex ring and made inflammatory remarks about Muslims. After issuing a public apology, Barreto returned to work but was removed from her post as Deputy Director of Communications and reassigned to Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families.
And we should remind you, you can find us online anytime at USA Radio.